About anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with in the book of Psalms, Psalm 100, beginning at verse 1. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. In looking at Psalm 112, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord. Blessed is the man who fears the Lord, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. Wealth and riches will be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man deals graciously and lends. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he will never be shaken. The righteous will be in everlasting remembrance. He will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He will not be afraid until he sees his desire upon his enemies. He is dispersed abroad. He is given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn will be exalted with honor. The wicked will see it and be grieved. He will gnash his teeth and melt away. The desire of the wicked shall perish. All of Psalm 112. Then finally, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 12. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken away, so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore. Verses 1 through 12, Hebrews chapter 11. Thank you once again, Father, for the gift, the wonderful and blessed gift of eternal life. Thank you for the opportunity to know you, to be able to walk with you, to be able to serve you. Thank you for the chance we have daily of being involved in the wonderful work of the building of your kingdom. What a blessing it is for us to live a lifestyle of listening to you, walking with you, serving you, following you every day. Father, with every passing day, more and more, help us to fall more in love with your word and anoint us all afresh with the spirit of prayer, that we would be the prayer believe, the prayer warriors that you've called us to be, who live prayer-filled lives. Thank you, and we praise you for that opportunity. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Hey, Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I just ask that you would come and fill the space, that you would speak through Pastor Joseph, that you'd speak through our guest today, Father. Father, we need you. We depend on you. Father, you are so good. You are the faithful one. You are the standard for righteousness. You are the standard for holiness. And Father, all your promises are good. All your statutes are good. All your laws are good. Father, I ask that you'd help us to desire you more and more, that we'd read scripture and see how good you are, how full of life, and how amazing the kingdom of heaven is. Father, I ask that you'd build your kingdom here, that you'd build it in us and through us. And we ask that you'd help us to become more and more available for you. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. We're honored and blessed to have with us once again Christy Mitchell. She's the assistant professor of speech and theater at Blue Mountain Christian University and a great servant of the Lord, amongst other things. Christy, how are you today?
Good morning. Yes, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Okay, great
thank
to have
you. Thank you for this opportunity.
A privilege to have you back once again. And of course, we were privileged to have you and your daughter Vivian with us some time ago when she participated in our Ten Commandments project, and she did a beautiful job. And that's how we had the privilege of meeting the two of you through that, your participation. And we're just grateful to have you to come back specifically to share some about a connection that we were able to make as it relates to putting our pro-life play, Rev Riding in the Hood, to work as well. But as we begin, I'm going to ask if you'll further introduce yourself and tell our listeners just a little bit more about you and what you do and about Blue Mountain College and the mission and the work of Blue Mountain College as well.
Oh, well, thank you. And I really appreciate this opportunity. So thank you very much. I grew up out in Wyoming. So I'm a Westerner, not a Yankee, and sometimes you got to clarify that for folks. But I worked at Blue Mountain. This is my seventh year here, and I teach all of the theater and the speech courses here. And Blue Mountain officially changed its name to Blue Mountain Christian University this year as they're celebrating their 150 years. They were able to institute a school of nursing, which allowed them to become qualified to be a university. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the big deals here. And Blue Mountain sometimes seems like it's a hidden secret. A lot of folks may not know about us. We are over here in the northern area, and it is a pastoral setting, to say the least. But it's a pretty little hill, and I know God's hand is on this campus in many different ways. Mm-hmm. And it's a Christian liberal arts. And, you know, their mission is to develop intellectual integrity, academic excellence, civility, and character. And that feeds right into what I do in my classwork and with teaching theater. And we have a little drama team called Impact, which scholarships are available for students that are theater majors or just students in general that are interested or have a background in theater. And honestly, our goals are to pray, serve, and act. And Matthew 5:16 is our mission, that we let our light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. And so that's what we've been doing here for 7 years, Lord willing, and I'm grateful to have been a part of that.
Amen. Amen. Now, if someone listening are thinking to themselves, where in the world is Blue Mountain, Mississippi, what would you tell them?
Well, I do get that question when I'm meeting folks, and I would say we are between, as the crow flies, Memphis and Tupelo. We're in the northwestern part of the state, and we're an hour south of Memphis and about 45 minutes west of Tupelo. So okay. We're right right there.
Well, if someone is a prospective student and is wanting to learn more, or maybe a parent that's listening wants to learn more about Blue Mountain Christian University, tell them how they can do that.
Absolutely. I think the best way, of course, if they're interested, they can contact me, and my email at the school is cmichell@bmc.edu. Or if they'd like to go online and just look at all the different degrees and a little more information about Blue Mountain's history and register, that is just bmc.edu. Either way, I will do all I can to help direct folks to information, and the website is also a good place to start.
Okay. And it so very specifically, then Blue Mountain Christian University obviously is a school that takes being Christian seriously then, correct?
Yes, sir. We're encouraged to share the gospel all the time. We're encouraged to pray, and I do my utmost to start every class. I instruct with prayer and a short devotion, and I often ask students, encourage them to share devotions that they may have read earlier and would like to share, and they do from time to time, which is a great blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we are unapologetically Christian. There's scripture all over the campus, on signs, in buildings, and there's chapel 3 days a week. And we are encouraged to teach from a biblical worldview every class. And I have felt so convicted to do that, especially recently. And I just ask the Lord to guide what comes out of my mouth during the time I have to speak into these students. And sometimes He has a heavy hand in ways I don't expect, as they bring up questions and concerns that they're grappling with. So I'm grateful to be used in that process just to share God's word.
Mm-hmm.
I'm grateful to work somewhere where that's encouraged, because I know that's becoming more rare.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you take a moment to pray for listeners to hear whatever the Lord is sharing with them or wanting to say through the broadcast today?
Absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for Pastor Joseph and Isaac in this ministry of the Hour of Intercession. I pray that it will be mightily used for your glory. And Lord, I pray for Blue Mountain Christian University that you will continue to put your mighty hand on them. Draw students that you would like to be here, Lord. And I pray for other Christian schools to be bold in your gospel, that doesn't need to be altered or changed. It is powerful as is, and it is done. And I just pray that you would have a heavy anointing on Christian schools and parents to get their children into a place where you are honored and glorified. And again, I just thank you for this time and pray for our further discussion to be salt and light. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father, I do thank you for the school of Blue Mountain Christian University. Thank you for Sister Christy. Thank you for all the professors, all the individuals that make up the leadership of that school. And thank you, Lord, for strong Christian schools in our nation that seek to provide a biblical foundation to the students that attend these schools. Father, more and more, bless each and every one of these schools, bless Blue Mountain and all the rest of these schools, wherever they are in our nation. Indeed, expand each of their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon each one of them. Keep them from evil, that they may not cause pain, in Jesus' name. And more, move upon the hearts of both prospective students and parents about being serious about seeking to send their children to the right schools. Help us to be mindful, Lord, that when young people go to schools that really are just seem to be rooted in darkness, that it really can be detrimental to their faith and to many other parts of their lives. Help us to realize what a serious prospect it is to send your young son or daughter to a good school that will point them to Christ, and help us to learn more about being faithful to do that as parents and families. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession.
Amen.
We'll be right back. the music of Covenant Church with I Will Lift Up My Eyes. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Christy Mitchell. She's the Assistant Professor of Speech and Theater at Blue Mountain Christian University in Blue Mountain, Mississippi, the northern part of the state of Mississippi. And we're grateful to get a chance to even share with our listeners about a good, strong Christian school that's seeking to lift up Jesus through its educational program. Well, Christy, again, grateful to have you on with us, and wanted to get a chance to talk some about just kind of the journey we had in having the privilege of collaborating with you and Blue Mountain College in bringing our play to Blue Mountain College. Just a little background to our listeners. In 2007, the Lord led me to write a Christian stage play called Rev Riding in the Hood, and it covers the Ten Commandments and has a very strong pro-life message. And by the grace of the Lord, we brought together a drama group and ended up traveling and performing it live, and did over 32 live performances in Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, and Georgia. But it actually had been a few years since we had put the play on, but had the privilege of being in touch with connecting with the department there at Blue Mountain College, and specifically with Christy Mitchell. And they graciously decided to put it on, to bring the play to their campus, and I thought it was just a great experience on our part. So, Christy, I wanted to ask if you'll just kind of dive right in and share from your perspective kind of the journey of this coming to happen.
Sure. Thank you very much. Well, we had met you, as you spoke earlier, when my daughter Vivian did the Ten Commandments, and you had shared about that play, which was, I'm always open to hearing about different possibilities to connect and work and with other folks, especially in our immediate community and region. And so I really enjoyed it. I watched the DVD copies, and I thought it was funny, and I thought it was very compelling and convicting. And so one thing I really do is I really pray and ask the Lord to guide what play I should do every semester, what project. And it ended up, I really felt like he led me to do that this past spring. And I was definitely, I trust in the Lord so much because we just had some changes with students and on our drama team and in our department. So I wasn't sure how it was all going to work out. But God is so faithful, and he always provides exactly the right person for the plays. And I'm so utterly grateful for that, because I can get upset about that and get anxious and nervous, and then I really meditate on Philippians 4, 6 through 7 about do not be anxious for anything. And that scripture is such a comfort, and he does. He comes through in flying colors, and it worked out with the students that we had available and committed to being in the play. And then some of the kids from my church I attend were able to be a part of the play, and of course yourself, Pastor Joseph, and it was such a blessing. And you were very flexible and good to work with. You were open to changes and things that we needed to adjust, and that was very freeing, because there's always things that come up you never anticipate with live theater, even during and after a show. Mm-hmm. And so being able to be flexible about that's very imperative, and that was definitely a part of it. And I really feel like the Lord used that to clearly share the Ten Commandments, which a lot of people just don't know, even in mm-hmm. Christian communities, and to clearly connect the dots about abortion with thou shalt not murder. Mm-hmm. I think that's been disconnected, especially for a lot of young, unchurched people. Mm-hmm. And so that was clear as day, especially as the play showed a young woman's struggle with her daughter in that regard. And it was touching, and I was really grateful for it. And the cast just kept getting better and better each performance. Mm-hmm. And it was a great blessing. So I was grateful to have been able to partner with you to bring that to our campus, because I think many students were able to hear the gospel maybe for the first time, mm-hmm. and clearly hear the Ten Commandments, and to relate, because Blue Mountain is very much, many students are here to play sports. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of students here from a variety of backgrounds and races and situations where it's not just because we are a Christian institution doesn't mean they come to it with any Christian background. So for this to be clearly presented using drama was a real blessing. And that's my point. I'm grateful for what God's given me in my life to get the degrees and experiences, but I give him all the credit. And anything I can do to honor him in teaching and plays in any way, he's so worthy. And that's what I strive to do. So,
You know, Christy, that's so very powerful as you share some of those details about kind of the journey. And I think of this, too, that just a very important point that you made, that sometimes people may make the big mistake of thinking, well, just because a student goes to a Christian university, it doesn't mean that they're a Christian. They may be there for any of a number of different reasons. And so this was just one more tool to help share the gospel with students as well as other persons that chose to come. And I guess we were grateful we had a good attendance for each of the three performances. And, you know, I would mention this, too, and I want to ask you to share your thoughts about this. But one of the students, a precious young lady who is an athlete, but she played, of course, the mom with the expecting daughter. And during, in the midst of our rehearsals, I remember you allowed her to share this, that her own story was such a powerful story that spoke to the life issue in that, as I understood her sharing, she indicated that her parents had her later in life. They were a bit up in age, beyond what would not often be the childbearing age. And the first doctor recommended that they abort her because of their age. And by the grace of God, they decided, well, we're not going to do that. And they went to a second doctor, and I think I understood to say, the second doctor recommended the same thing, that they would abort her because they expected they'll have difficulty having a baby. Well, they didn't obey either one of the doctors. They followed the wisdom of the Lord. And this precious young lady was at Blue Mountain, a great student, doing a great job as an athlete and very healthy and doing just great. And so her story was such a powerful testimony, real-life testimony, and it, I thought, dovetailed beautifully with the message behind the play as well. But your thoughts there?
Oh, yes, I think you're absolutely correct. She is a awesome student, and as you said, she's here for sports, for powerlifting, and her story is so touching, and I'm so grateful her parents didn't listen to the medical advice they were giving because it wasn't God-honoring. And I think that shows great discernment on their parts, and she is such a blessing. She's been a blessing to us and I know to her team, and I believe she's getting ready to go to nationals here very soon to represent the college in powerlifting, so she's talented in many areas. But yes, her story is so touching, and she was very powerful when she shared that with the cast. Absolutely.
And, go ahead. No, you go right ahead.
I was just going to say, one other blessing that you provided, which was very touching to me, was that it came became apparent that some of the students in my classes did not have Bibles. And so as I reached out about that, you and your ministry came through with in flying colors with two boxes, and there's only one Bible left. I saw students taking that like hotcakes from where we had them provided during the play and even after. And so I'm really grateful for that, because that's also another assumption. Sometimes these kids leave their Bibles at home, or they, you know, you can't assume, again, that they even have a Bible. So I wanted to thank you for that. That was a huge blessing, very touching.
Well, a privilege to be able to do that. And, you know, of course, one of the messages behind the play is, one of the goals, of course, is to encourage every believer to become a diligent student of God's Word. And just as you just alluded to, it's so important for us to try to help put God's word in the hands of young people, but also to encourage them as to why it's so important to read it and to live it as well. So would you pray for students on campuses that may or may not be Christian, but that more and more that God would send forth laborers amongst our student populations in our nation.
Yes, sir. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the privilege that we have with your word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our path. And God, it is your word. And you've sent us this story that tells us how things end and how things got where they are now and what to do about it. And Lord, it's so powerful and mighty. And I just thank you. I thank you for that. And I pray for the students on Christian campuses throughout this nation, Lord, for those that know you, that they will become bold in their faith and that they will share the gospel in mighty and creative and strong ways, however you empower them to do so, Lord, in whatever sport or activities or classwork that they can, Lord. I just pray that you will make that so strong and potent. And Heavenly Father, for those students that are grappling, that have one foot in the world and one foot in church, I pray they would be convicted and really get on the right track to obey and love you with all their heart, and that you would redirect their steps. And for those students, God, that are not saved, that it may be even be hostile to your word, I pray that the Holy Spirit, you would chase them down and convict them every which way they turn until they tire of their self. And that you would just help them to open their hearts to your word and your salvation in Jesus. I thank you that we live in a nation where we can speak of you, and I work at a place, a Christian institution, where you are honored, and that I thank you for pastors like Pastor Joseph, who brought Bibles immediately to help students in need. Such a blessing. And I thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again, Christian. Share one more time, if someone is listening, whether they're a student, a prospective student, or even a parent or a grandparent or someone who could make a recommendation that might want to learn more about Blue Mountain Christian University, tell them website information, how they can be in touch as well.
Absolutely, and thank you again for the opportunity to be with you today. The website for Blue Mountain Christian University is a great place to start, and it is just bmc.edu. And again, if you have questions about the theater, or you have a interest in audition information for scholarships, my email is cmitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, at bmc.edu.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Christian, for being with us today. And again, please keep up the great work of being both a witness on your campus and being an instrument in the hands of the Holy Spirit to impact the lives of students as well. And you know, I think of this, too. It's so important for us to understand this, too, that as believers and in the church and in the kingdom of God, we're wise to recognize that drama is a powerful and a wonderful tool to share the gospel, to share truth. And we live in a day and time in which, amongst other things, we think of, for example, the Ten Commandments were covered in the play, and also the life issue. And even right up until this day, the life issue is a major news story up until this moment in our culture. Yeah. So providing ways and means and mediums to help share God's truth about standing for life and against abortion is very, very important. So, Father, thank you again for the opportunity to use an instrument like drama to share your truth, to share the gospel, to share insights from your word that help people to know your will and your heart. More and more, raise up more individuals, raise up more persons and professors like Sister Christy and others that love you who will represent you as faithful ambassadors in your kingdom on college campuses and any and everywhere else you call them to. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, Christy, again, thank you so much again for being with us. And just in the last 30 seconds, whatever's on your heart, would you just say one more prayer for our listeners today?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this ministry. And Lord, I just pray that you would help us to take a survey of where we're at as believers in you. And if there's anything amiss or out of bounds, I pray for conviction so that we can live Holy Spirit-led lives that are powerful for your glory. I thank you for Pastor Joseph and Isaac and the time we've had to discuss things today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, more and more raise up more persons to go amongst, to send forth more laborers amongst all of our college students who will share the gospel, as well as raise up more and more faithful witnesses amongst them. So many of our campuses, even sometimes Christian campuses, need so much more light. Help us to know that and walk that way. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Christy, thank you so much for being with us today. All right.
You're welcome.
All right. Please pray much for Christy Mitchell and the ministry of Blue Mountain Christian University. We'll be right back. Elevation Worship with Grateful. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Again, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. We're grateful to have Ms. Christy Mitchell in the first two segments of the broadcast today. She's the Assistant Professor of Speech and Theater at Blue Mountain Christian University in Blue Mountain, Mississippi. And so I want to mention, too, again, we're grateful to have had the opportunity to work in conjunction with Christy Mitchell and the drama department there at Blue Mountain Christian University. And we did have three performances and had good attendance at each of the performances, and we were grateful for that opportunity. And our producer, Isaac Jackson, he and his wife were able to be with us for one of the performances. And I'm going to invite Isaac to step in here and just share some of his thoughts about when he came and saw the play.
Yeah, I thought it was really entertaining for how heavy of a subject that it covers. I think that, like, whenever we're tackling some of these really difficult subjects, like, we tend to go logical with some of these arguments sometimes. And, like, you know, we've got to understand the truth behind these situations. But if we never become personal with how we approach a situation, then it's kind of hard to communicate. And I think the play did a really good job of keeping things kind of light, while being serious in other times, and being really, really personal. It was a very relational play, just seeing all the characters interacting and actually seeing their struggles and seeing how they, other people walked with them, or what kind of helped them out as they, like, figured out what they were trying to get through.
Mm. You know, Isaac, I appreciate you sharing your thoughts and your insights on that, because you make an excellent point that, and I would mention that some might think, well, how in the world can you actually have a play that's a comedy drama about such serious issues? Well, again, that's the way the Lord gave it to me. But the reality is that that's actually a very effective way to share truth and to share really anything. But the reality is, we live in a culture that heavily promotes causes through entertainment.
Yeah.
And we see that, sadly, we see it on the side of the kingdom of darkness kind of all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, But no one can do it better than the church when we do it wisely and in the power of the Holy Spirit. So I do appreciate that insight. And one thing I would mention, too, is that, again, there really is a need for more believers to get involved with carrying out the call of God on their lives to produce entertainment that carries truth, because the fact is that's the best kind of entertainment in the world.
So for you listeners, we know that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control, right? If you have all of those things, then it's usually pretty safe to assume that the Holy Spirit is present. Mm-hmm. This play, for being so serious, you would expect it to kind of leave you feeling burdened and like overladen. You'd expect it to kind of like make you feel judged or pressured, but it really doesn't. Like, I left feeling encouraged. My wife wasn't, I wasn't sure how she was gonna react to it all. And she was like laughing through all the jokes. She had a wonderful time, and she also left feeling encouraged. It's not even just for people that are like in the middle of struggling with unexpected pregnancies and everything. This is a play for the church to encourage them to be active and to be aware of those struggles and to help them through what they're going through.
You know, Isaac, I want to ask if you'll take a moment to pray for believers to recognize that whether it's an instrument like a play to share truth, or we're just simply individuals who God places in certain strategic circumstances to be able to share truth, our culture desperately needs to hear the truth of God's word in every context. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we're living in a day and time in which, you know, in relation to the life issue, standing for life, this is a heavy issue right now in our culture. And people need to hear the truth, because the sad reality is too many in our culture since, for example, in 1973 was when Roe v. Wade was, when that decision came down. For about 50 years, sadly, our culture felt like it was no big deal to murder babies. And so now, once Roe v. Wade has been overturned, there's still too many people that seem to feel like, well, I have a right to murder the baby. Now, people wouldn't put it that way. Sadly, our culture tries to call it health care and reproductive rights, but no matter what name you give it, murdering a baby is wrong. And so, again, the message is an important message, and however God chooses to use us or whatever tool he uses to share that truth, it's important that we share his truth, because truth is what sets people free and sets them on the right path in their lives as well. So would you pray for God to raise up more and more believers to be his instruments, however he wants to use them, to speak truth for the life issue and just truth, period?
Yeah, absolutely. Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for Pastor Joseph and for this play. Father, I ask for more like this. I ask for more people to step up in the arts, speaking truth, where people grow a hunger for the scriptures, Father, for your word, that we would use that as our measurement for any of the arts that we produce. Father, I ask that the church, in all the organized sense of administrations and finances, that we would invest more and more in Christian arts, Father, that we could invest more in really spirit-filled proclamations of truth, that like seeing Jesus, how he taught in parables, Father, I ask that we would learn from that. Father, I ask that your Holy Spirit would guide us in truth, that you'd guide us in discernment, that you'd guide us in love, that we'd learn how to love more and more like Jesus loves. Thank you so much, Father, for all the people that you've already sent out. And Father, I ask for more to be trained up and for you to equip these people so that they can carry your word in more and more creative ways, because you're the most creative one, and we want to be more like you. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, thank you for the opportunity to use a tool like this play to help impact people both with the gospel of Jesus Christ and the wisdom and the power and the grace found in the Ten Commandments. Help us as the church to really take the tool of your word, and the tool specifically, the tool and the curriculum of the Ten Commandments, to teach our children and our adults truths that we need to hear. Lord, help us to be mindful that in spite of the fact that too many people will try to say the Ten Commandments are old-fashioned, we see people tragically violating its wisdom right up until this moment in extreme ways in our culture. Help us to recognize, Lord, that your word is eternal. It's eternally relevant, eternally critical, and it will eternally bless as we hear it and obey it. And help us to know, Lord, that to violate your word always leads to loss, difficulty, and trouble in our lives. Help us to be more and more faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Amen. And let me share with our listeners, too, if you'd like to get a copy of a DVD copy of the play, Rev Riding in the Hood, you can order it. Now, I want to share this specifically for a gift of at least a suggested gift of $10, you can give to help with the cause of the ministry of the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center ministry. One of our goals is that the Lord has led me to begin to use the play once again as both a ministry tool and a fundraising tool, to help support the ministry of the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center ministry, which is our pregnancy care ministry that serves in the Mississippi Delta. If you'd like to order a copy, and again, a suggested donation of $10, you can simply send that. The mailing address specifically is Pregnancy Care and Hope Center, P.O. Box 2677, Tupelo, Mississippi 38803. And just you certainly send a check. Make the check out to the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center. And again, that address is Pregnancy Care and Hope Center, P.O. Box 2677, Tupelo, Mississippi 38803. Again, simply send a check of at least $10, and we'd be glad to send you a DVD copy of the play, Rev Riding in the Hood. Hope that it'll cause you to chuckle, to laugh some, but also it has truth that you can share with your family as well. It is a family-friendly DVD. Yet at the same time, it really is an impacting tool in a good way for really the whole family. So hope that you'll do that. And it's one way you can support the work of the pregnancy ministry that we've started. But also, I want to continue to encourage you, if you don't know where your local pregnancy clinic is in your community, please find out and pray daily for the ministry of your local pregnancy clinic. I'm going to ask that you'll pray for our pregnancy ministry that serves in the Mississippi Delta, again, the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center ministry. But again, these ministries need your prayers. In fact, any and all the great pro-life ministries God has raised up that are involved on the front lines of standing for life and against abortion, pray for these ministries, support them with your prayers and your finances. They obviously could really, really use that. We hope that you will take the time to do that. They do need your prayers. So once again, that address, if you'd like to send us a donation that will help support the work of the Pregnancy Care and Hope Center ministry and order a DVD of the play, Rev Riding in the Hood. Once again, that mailing address, Pregnancy Care and Hope Center, P.O. Box 2677, Tupelo, Mississippi 38803. Make the check payable to Pregnancy Care and Hope Center or simply PC&HC. Hope that you'll do that. Thank you again, Father, for the opportunity you give all of us as believers to be involved in the work, the wonderful work of building your kingdom and standing for life boldly and against abortion. Lord, anoint us afresh with a spirit of courage and boldness. Help us to be bold witnesses for this cause with our prayers, with our finances, supporting the work of pregnancy ministries and other pro-life ministries. Help us to be bright witnesses within our churches, in our communities, in our nation. And thank you for the fact that you can use us wherever we might be to be a faithful witness to the truths of your word. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you're listening today and you've never invited Jesus Christ to become the Lord and Savior of your life and asked him to come into your heart to save you, today is a good day to make that decision. Would you make that decision today? Would you, from your heart, pray this prayer with me in order to make that step in your life? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to obey and follow you every single day. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we're very much wanting to connect and be in touch with you once again. My email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Please email us. We want to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. We definitely hope to hear from you. Once again, the email joseph@afr.net. Again, please continue to pray the prayer of Jabez over yourself and over your life, and pray the prayer of Jabez over the work God has called you to in standing for life and against abortion, whatever that might be as well. We hope that you'll do that. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.